will fill the confidence of Warren Huntley, who joins me now with a preview. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
I'm going well, thanks, Trent.
That's the way. Let's have a look at this card. A few shorties on the program today. It'll be interesting to see if you're in their corner or not. Race number one, this is a maiden plate over 1,100 metres. And in the first, the scratchings here are numbers, just number nine, in fact. And the favourite is number eight, Per Itty Kitty, $2.15. Damien Thornton rides for Henry Dwyer. Number two, Bell Robbie, $3.60. Three Chorus is $3.90. And five, Sweet Georgia Brown, $7.50.
Yeah, I think the market's identified the main chances here, Trent. Per Itty Kitty was really strong with the line in a recent official barrier trial. That was behind Ray's Dream, who's much better than this grade. I think she'll need every bit of the 1,100, but she did stick to her task really well. Just hoping she can hold a bit of a spot from a favourable draw. Eight ahead of two, Bell Robbie, who's fitter for two runs back from a spell, got the inside draw. The first up run was encouraging. I think number three, Chorus, will appreciate getting on to firmer ground, and also comes from a really high-pressure race at Moonee Valley last start. This will be easier, not as much pressure here. And stablemate to Chorus is number five, Sweet Georgia Brown, who was okay on debut. 8-2-3-5.
8-2-3-5 in race one. Race number two is a maiden for the three-year-olds over 1,100. Scratchings here, 1, 3, and 7. Six-star Finder is your favourite at 3.40. This is another one for Henry Dwyer for Qatar Bloodstock. 5-1 Penny Red is 3.60. Number two, Freestyler on debut for Darren Weir by Unencumbered at 3.90. 10 Something Serious at 7. $8 for the 11 Valencia Missile. And 8 Demon's Angel at 8.50.
Price of Valencia Missile number 11's been trimming up as the morning's going on. And the debut run was solid. Tipped out after the next run on really testing ground, although both runs have been on seriously rain-affected ground. Gee, I liked a recent jump out of Terang. I think ready to run well. Claims are positive. Each way, number 11, Valencia Missile. Had a Star Finder who's trialled up nicely to resume for the Henry Dwyer camp. Freestyler was given a really solid hit out in a jump out recently. Stuck to the task pretty well on debut for the Weir stable. And one Penny Red gets the blinkers off and does have race fitness on his side from two runs. But gee, I thought 11 was there to run well at reasonable odds. 11.625.
11.625, race two. Race three today at Ararat, a maiden for the three-year-olds and older. 2,000 metres they run, free of scratchings. True Bell, the favourite here, number 11, $2.70. Jack Hill rides for Mick Price. Number three, Coherence at four. One Avachat, $5. Six Hammer and Tone, $6. Two Caribbean Wonder, $9.
Yeah, of the shorties throughout the day, or the relative shorties, the favourites, I'm happy to be with True Bell here. I think the recent runs have been solid, certainly get her to peak fitness. And I thought went for home a fair way out, stuck on pretty well at Kyneton last start, but I think that run would really help bring her on in general, particularly on a track that's going to probably be in the good range by this stage of the day. Not a disadvantage to be riding the speed at Ararat, and I think that's where True Bell will be. 11 ahead of four, Crafty Lion, who's fitter for one run back from a spell. Coherence comes through the same form line as my top selection in True Bell. There was a couple of links between them there. Probably getting fitter can get maybe a touch closer, but yeah, I think True Bell will have a tactical advantage when they turn for home. I'll put one Avachat in as next best. Keen on 11 ahead of 4, 3, and 1.
11, 4, 3, and 1, race 3. Race 4, another maiden for 3-year-olds and older, 1,300 metres. Pull out numbers 5, 7, 10, and 12. Three King Landon heads the market here at $1.95. Geordie Childs rides for Mike Moroney. A 3-year-old gelding on debut here by Testarossa. What a star he was. 4 Apache, $3.50. 6 Exceeder, $5.50. 9 Rebel Princess, $9.50, and number 11, Zasti, at $10.
Yeah, double figures for number 11, Zasti. And gee, I liked a recent jump out, and I think the form of the debutante at the jump outs is okay. Number 3, King Langdon, couldn't have him at that price. 1,300 metres, a suitable kickoff point. But gee, Zasti rode the speed, and I could see taking advantage of a good barrier draw, given a really good side at double figure odds here. Number 11, Zasti, ahead of King Langdon, who's jumped out nicely enough for the Mike Moroney stable to make the debut, and 1,300 metres, as I said, a suitable kickoff point. Apache has got race fitness on his side and maybe Exceeder next best. And gee, I reckon there might be some value playing multiples around this race, and I'm going to use this race as my play of the day because I think 11's value ahead of 3, 4 and 6.
11, 3, 4, 6. Race 5, first leg of the quarter, benchmark 64 over 1,300. Scratching is number 4. 3 Vostok, the favourite, $2.80. Another one for Henry Dwyer here. Damien Thornton rides off gate 4. 6 Champagne Owl, $4.80. 2 Just Before Dark, $5.50. 1 Trendsetter at 7. Number 5 Frog March, $7.50. 9 I'm the Boss, $8.50.
few things in the favour of Vostok, but it's certainly getting close to D-Day if it's not here. Down in grade onto a firmer track than the last couple of runs, and probably even firmer than it is now by the time the day that this race is run and blinkers go on. So if he doesn't fire today, I'm not too sure where they go with Vostok. Champagne L was good winning. Last start, takes the earmuffs off today. Haven't seen a jump out for Just Before Dark, but he's capable on the fresh side. If there's support for Just Before Dark closer to the race, I'd be perhaps promoting him even a little bit in my selections. And I do think the race falls away. Maybe Trendsetter, who'll be better over further, first up from a lengthy spell with a few gear changes, might be next best. But, yeah, just about D-Day for Vostok, I think, Trent, 3-6-2-1.
3-6-2-1, first look at the quaddy, race 5. Race 6, a benchmark 58 over 1,100 metres. Take out numbers 7 and 10 to Chelsea City, and he's your favourite at $2.30 here. Jess Eaton will take a kilo and a half off for Dane Smith, back from failing in the Magic Millions Classic race at Ballarat, won by Bell Sonic. 4 Polina, $3.80. Number 6, Shebar at $4.80. 5 Zuas at $6.50. And number 1, Time Forward 7.
Let me go with one that you haven't even mentioned in the prices there. In number 3, Undetected, who's a really interesting runner, having its first run to the Lloyd Kennewell stable. Well, it's trialled up really nicely to make the debut without really being tested, but was trucking up nicely in a trial of some depth and was strong to the line. Might get over further, but, gee, in a race where I could find holes in a few of them, I thought there might be a bit of value about number 3, Undetected. Blinkers off and a tongue tie go on, first run for the new camp. Chelsea City, and as you referenced, comes back from a race where really wasn't that well suited against the better horses at Ballarat in that Magic Millions race. So much better suited here, can certainly improve. Time Forward was good first up, will be fitter. And Zuas, who I keep batting up for, but now freshen up, maybe back a little bit in distance, could be capable, but she's starting to test the patience. 3-2-1-5.
3-2-1-5. On top selection there, number 3, Undetected. $19 for the win, $3.40 the place, tab.com.au. Race number 7, a fillies and mares benchmark 58 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are 1, 2, 8 and 11. And number 6, Diamond Beauty heads the market at $2.20. Chelsea McFarlane in the saddle. She'll take a kilo and a half off for Matt Laurie. 10, Golden Physician at $4. 7, Latasora at 6. 9, Champenois, 6.50. And number 5, Ruby Eyes, 7.50.
Not too far away, if any variation for the market for me here. Trent, I think the scratchings have depleted this race to some extent, particularly with the top two coming out, and it's probably a good race for Diamond Beauty to get that next win on the board, 6 ahead of 10. Golden Physician, who I think was in a pretty tough race last start at Mooney Valley behind Solar Star, did a few things wrong there. This is an easier assignment from a favourable draw. Latasora and Champenois certainly including in quaddies and maybe trifectas and first fours and the like, but does look a good race for 6 ahead of 10, 7 and 9.
6, 10, 7 and 9. That brings us to the last race, number 8, a benchmark 58 over the mile. And here you can pull out 4, 5 and 11. Number 1, Talk 'Em Around heads the market at $2.70. Got to carry the 61. Number 7, Our Henrietta, $4.20. Number 8, Pritchard at $6. 12, Blue Knacker, $7.50. 10, Royal Treasury, $8.
Number 1, Talk 'Em Around, does go up in grade from that maiden victory, but only to the 58 grade here. Carries the 61, as you mentioned. But I think he might have some upside, and I'm going to go with him. Number 1, Talk 'Em Around, ahead of 8, Pritchard, who'd be close to peak fitness now. I thought the last run was encouraging. 7, Our Henrietta. I reckon it was an easier race last start, but controlled it and ran away to win well. We'll probably cross from that barrier draw and get up near the speed here without much trouble, and might have Blue Knacker up there to keep her company. 1, 8, 7 and 12.
1, 8, 7, 12 in the last. What's your best value quaddian play of the day?
A few shorties throughout the day, Trent. I thought the best of them was race 3, number 11, True Bell. I like a few at value, but I certainly think round about the double figures, race 4, number 11, Zaxty, is a good each-way bet. For the quaddie, first league 2, 3 and 6, second league 1, 2 and 3, third league 6, 7, 9 and 10, last league numbers 1, 7, 8 and 12. And I'm going to play my numbers in race 4 where I think there's a bit of value about Zaxty. That's numbers 3, 4, 6 and 11. I'm going to play Cornella's Exactus, Trifectas and First Fours. Race 4, numbers 3, 4, 6, 11.
Good on you, Aaron. Thanks and good luck today at Ararat.
Thanks, Trent.